Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Grace trusts God with outcomes. One of the hardest things to let go of is the need to control how things turn out. We may not always say it that way, but it shows up in subtle ways. Overthinking conversations, replaying decisions, trying to manage how others respond, or feeling anxious when things don't unfold the way we hoped. At some level, we're trying to make sure the outcome is right. But grace begins to loosen that grip. It shifts our focus away from managing results and back to something much simpler, walking faithfully in what's in front of us and trusting God with what we can't control. Proverbs speaks directly into this tension. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5-6. There's a release in that. We're not asked to figure everything out. We're invited to trust. That doesn't mean we stop caring or become passive. It just means the weight of the outcome is no longer ours to carry. Paul touches on this in a different way when he writes, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow." 1 Corinthians 3:6. There's responsibility there. We show up, we speak, we act, but the result belongs to God. Growth, change, and timing are in His hands, and that's where grace brings rest. Because when we tie our peace to outcomes, it becomes fragile. If things go well, we feel secure. If they don't, we question everything. But when our trust is rooted in God instead, there's a steadiness that isn't shaken by how things unfold. Jesus even pointed to this kind of freedom when He said not to worry about tomorrow, reminding us that each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. In other words, we're not meant to live ahead of ourselves, trying to control what hasn't happened yet. Grace brings us back to the present. It allows us to be faithful in what we say, how we love, and the decisions we make, without carrying the burden of how it all turns out. We can release the need to manage every detail and trust that God is at work in ways we may not even see. And in that place, something shifts. We are no longer striving for a different result. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.